friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. African football fans are looking forward to the final round of qualifying matches for the 2019 Africa Cup of Nations tournament in Egypt. There will be games all across the continent this coming weekend, and after the last fixtures are played on Sunday, March 24th, we'll know the 24 teams that will compete in Egypt. So far, 14 teams have officially booked their tickets to Egypt 2019. Let's run them down now in alphabetical order. Algeria, host Egypt, Ghana, Guinea, Ivory Coast, Kenya, Madagascar, Mali, Mauritania, Morocco, Nigeria, Senegal, Tunisia, and Uganda. Now, Madagascar and Mauritania will both be making their debuts at the African Football Fiesta, which begins June 21st and goes through July 19th. The Leopards of the Democratic Republic of Congo are one of the teams that will be battling for a Nations Cup berth on Sunday when they host the Lone Stars of Liberia in the capital, Kinshasa. The DR Congo Football Federation says veteran striker Dumasi Mbokani will miss the match because of injury. Mbokani has been replaced by Godmerci Ndongala, who, like Mbokani, is based in Belgium. Ndongala has scored 4 goals in 28 appearances this season for the Belgian club Genk. The DRC and Liberia are in a very tight Nations Cup qualifying Group G. Right now, Zimbabwe leads with 8 points from 5 qualifiers, followed by Liberia with 7 points, the DRC with 6 points, and Congo Brazzaville with 5 points. The top 2 teams in this group will qualify for Egypt 2019. The Warriors of Zimbabwe are hosting the Red Devils of Congo in the other group match on Sunday. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In more African football news, South Africa has formally declared its interest in hosting the 2023 Women's World Cup. Our VOA football fans will remember South Africa hosted the 2010 Men's World Cup, becoming the first and so far only African country to do so. World football's governing body, FIFA, says South Africa is one of a record 9 countries to express interest in hosting the Women's World Cup. The others are Argentina, Australia, Bolivia, Brazil, Colombia, and Japan, and a joint bid for the tournament could also be made by North and South Korea. FIFA says each football association has until April 16th to submit its bidding registration. FIFA is expected to announce the host of the 2023 Women's World Cup in March 2020. The 2019 Women's World Cup will be hosted by France. The 24-team tournament will kick off in Paris on June 7th, and the final will be played in Lyon on July 7th. South Africa, Nigeria, and Cameroon will represent Africa at this year's Women's World Cup. Let's take a quick look now at their first-round groupings. South Africa is in Group B with Spain, China, and 2-time Women's World Cup champion Germany. Nigeria is in Group A with Norway, South Korea, and host France. And Cameroon is in Group B with Canada, New Zealand, and the Netherlands. Still with women's football, host Atletico Madrid and Barcelona drew a record crowd of 60,739 on Sunday. The Spanish La Liga says it's the most fans ever for a women's club football match. Barcelona won the game 2-0. And let's give a sunny side of sports salute to Nigerian striker Asisat Ashola, who scored the game's first goal on a header. Ashola is a three-time African Women's Footballer of the Year award winner. Getting back to that record crowd in Madrid on Sunday, the previous record attendance was 51,000 in a women's club match between the Mexican sides Monterrey and Tigres in 2018. The biggest attendance for any women's soccer match remains the 1999 Women's World Cup final between the United States and China. The USA beat China 5-4 on penalty kicks in front of 90,185 fans at the Rose Bowl near Los Angeles, California. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Just ahead, we'll hear from 18-year-old Canadian Bianca Andreescu, who is celebrating her first career title on the Women's Tennis Association Tour.
Hello, this is Magnus T from Nigeria. I love listening to the Sunny Side of Sports. It's always a daily delight of listening to the Sunny Side of Sports. Once again, Magnus T from Nigeria. I'm wishing all the Sunny Side of Sports listeners all the best. Bye.
Voice of America.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. During Monday's show, here's how tennis reporter Craig Gabriel described Canadian teenager Bianca Andreescu after she won the BNP Paribas Open women's title in California.
The 18-year-old Canadian was in only her second career final and ended the last season ranked 178. Now she'll be inside the top 25. Andreescu became the youngest woman to win the title since Serena Williams beat Stephanie Graf in 1999. And she is the first women's wildcard to ever win this title. Andreescu is an absolute breath of fresh air for women's tennis.
Craig Gabriel caught up with that breath of fresh air for women's tennis. Once again, here's Craig.
Bianca Andreescu, what a match. I mean, the other day when you reached the final, you said that you were trembling. You didn't know what to say. What are you feeling like now if you were trembling just to reach the final?
There's just so many thoughts and so many emotions going through my mind. I was actually shaking before the match point on her serve, but just throughout the whole match was a roller coaster. It was very up and down, but I'm really happy that I managed to pull through physically and mentally.
When the match point happened, the final match point, and you dropped to the court, and obviously you couldn't believe what had happened, but can you put it into words what that emotion was like at that very moment?
There's no way to put these kind of moments into words. What I can say is that it means everything to me. All the sacrifices, all the hard work that I've put in throughout the years, I really believe that I deserve to be here, being able to play in front of amazing crowds like this against top players, and it's been great.
been an incredible roller coaster ride, hasn't it, from the start of this year, reaching the Auckland final and now winning this incredible title at the BNP Paribas Open.
Yeah, I remember I was up 5-4 in the second set after winning the first set, and I told my team before this match, I really don't want to reenact what happened in Auckland, and I didn't. I remember that moment clearly, but I learned from it, I gained experience from it, and this time I didn't let it slide.
This has obviously set you up now for the rest of this year and beyond. Just talk about that.
Yeah, it definitely will give me confidence for the next couple of tournaments, but I just want to savor this moment right now because who knows what can happen next week.
First one is always the greatest, isn't it?
It is. I'm going to remember this moment for the rest of my life.
Just a couple more BB, if I could call you that.
Yes, please do.
A year ago, it was a completely different scenario for you, wasn't it? You know, now you are here.
Yeah, last year I was playing 25Ks in Japan and in Oklahoma, in Kansas, and it's crazy what 1 year can do. I had a really good preseason, and all the hard work that I've put has really been paying off.
And finally, how do you actually celebrate this? And there's a check for in excess of $1.3 million as well.
Oh, man. I really don't know what I can do with all of that. I'm definitely just going to savor this moment. Like I said, have a good dinner with my team and rest well because I am really, really tired. And I have a tournament next week, so I have to be ready for that.
Well, all the very best for what's coming up. Congratulations on this. It was an amazing effort.
Thank you.
That's Canadian tennis player, 18-year-old Bianca Andreescu, who won her first WTA title on Sunday at the BNP Paribas Open in Indian Wells, California. And Bianca was talking with Craig Gabriel. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. With her first career WTA title in California, Bianca Andreescu moved up 36 places to number 24 overall in the Women's Tennis Association rankings. Japan's Naomi Osaka is number one, followed by Petra Kvitova of the Czech Republic, Simona Halep of Romania, and Angelique Kerber of Germany. Andreescu defeated Kerber in three sets in the women's final in Indian Wells.
If you were to talk to us from the deepest, better part of the bottom of your heart. Hello, I am Shaka Sali, the host of Straight Talk Africa from The Voice of America. Each Wednesday night, I'll put you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they, you and I, talk about the most important social and political issues in Africa. Shaka Sali saying, I'll be waiting for your call Wednesday night on Straight Talk Africa from The Voice of America.
And my Voice of America colleague, Shaka Sali, will be waiting for you Wednesday night at 18:30 UTC GMT with another edition of Straight Talk Africa. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. In National Basketball Association action Monday night, the Denver Nuggets defeated the host Boston Celtics 114-105 to clinch a playoff berth. The Nuggets were led by their Serbian center, as we hear now from the AP's Gethin Kulbaugh in Boston.
Nikola Jokic punched the Nuggets playoff ticket and made sure Isaiah Thomas was a winner in his emotional return to Boston. Jokic finished with 21 points, 13 rebounds, and 7 assists after the Celtics honored Thomas's first game back in Boston with a video tribute following his 2017 trade to Cleveland.
It was big time. I appreciate them for doing that. That meant a lot, especially, I mean, not being able to be in the situation where I'm playing right now. This type of love is something that I wanted, I needed, and I'm glad I was able to come back.
Will Barton added 20 points as Denver clinched a playoff spot for the first time in 6 years. Geffen Coolbaugh, Boston.
Thanks, Geffen. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In addition to clinching a playoff spot, the Nuggets also moved into a first-place tie in the Western Conference with the defending NBA champion Golden State Warriors, who lost to the host San Antonio Spurs Monday night, 111-105. The AP's Roy Flores reports from San Antonio, Texas.
DeMar DeRozan knocked down a turnaround fadeaway shot from the baseline to give San Antonio a 6-point lead with 121 left, and the Spurs won their ninth straight, 111-105 Monday night. San Antonio led by as many as 11 and controlled the fourth quarter after the Warriors pulled within two with 11 minutes left in the game. Steph Curry and Klay Thompson sparked Golden State in the second half despite starting a combined 4-for-22. DeRozan knew the Warriors would battle back.
Yeah, we knew they were going to make a run. You know, it's tough to completely take away everything from a team like Golden State. They're just too talented. You know, sometimes you got to force, you know, the ball to swing and force a guy like Draymond to, you know, take a shot and kind of live with the result.
LaMarcus Aldridge had 23 points and 13 rebounds for the Spurs.
I thought guys were active, you know, trying to make less mistakes, you know, trying to just figure it out. You know, they're a very talented group. They have a lot of movement, and I thought guys competed and, you know, tried to limit our mistakes for sure.
Curry finished with 25.
The run K went on, myself, Clay, try to get us back into it. I guess gave us a little bit of life, but in this building they're tough, especially when you have a couple breakdowns at key moments that, you know, they feed off of. So that was a difference in the fourth.
Roy Flores, San Antonio.
Thanks, Roy. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. With their ninth win in a row, the San Antonio Spurs moved into fifth place in the NBA's Western Conference with a record of 41 wins and 29 losses. And just to show you how the Spurs have performed under head coach Greg Popovich, San Antonio also clinched a winning record for a 22nd consecutive season. Coach Pop's counterpart on the Warriors, Steve Kerr, describes the Spurs as the hottest team in the NBA right now, and Kerr says they're obviously really well coached. The Warriors, as I mentioned, dropped into a tie with the Denver Nuggets for first place in the West. They have matching records of 47 victories and 22 defeats. In another NBA result Monday night, the New Orleans Pelicans scored a 129-125 road victory over the Dallas Mavericks. Mavericks fans did have reason to cheer in the first quarter. Veteran German star Dirk Nowitzki connected on one of his trademark fadeaway jumpers to become the sixth leading scorer in NBA history. Nowitzki passed the late Wilt Chamberlain on the scoring charts. Dirk now has 31,424 career points. After his big basket in the first quarter, the Mavericks played a video tribute for Nowitzki during the next stoppage in play, and the German star was applauded by the crowd at the American Airlines Arena in Dallas, Texas. Taking a quick look at the NBA career scoring leaders, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is number one with 38,387 points. Kareem is followed by Karl Malone, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, Michael Jordan, and then Dirk Nowitzki. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Hello, this is James Butte, Managing Editor and host of VOA's Daybreak Africa show. Join us Monday through Friday at 03, 04, 05, and 0600 hours UTC as we bring you the latest Africa news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our mail segment by sending your comments to daybreakafrica at voanews.com. That's Daybreak Africa right here on VOA Africa.
Thanks, James. That's my VOA colleague, James Buddy. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Neil Leifer sold his first photos to Sports Illustrated magazine when he was 16 years old. Now 76 years old, the New York-born Leifer is recognized as one of the top sports photographers. Looking back on his career, Neil Leifer talks about his favorite sport to shoot.
Well, I always liked photographing boxing. I found boxing to be a sport. One, I like the people. I mean, believe it or not, the nicest athletes in sport were boxers and hockey players. And I mean, in both instances, you were dealing with pretty uneducated guys, certainly when I was shooting. But they were always gentlemen. You brought a lady into the boxing gym and the language changed dramatically. More important, they were just always so cooperative.
Neil Leifer says his personal favorite image and his most famous photograph both feature the late, great world heavyweight boxing champion Muhammad Ali.
You know, my best known picture is Muhammad Ali standing over Sonny Liston, but that is so much luck involved in that. I mean, the photographer, and I'm not being modest, believe me. I've never met a modest photographer who was any good. So without sounding modest, that picture was better than 50% luck. I'd say 80% luck. I didn't miss, but if you look between Ali's legs, there's a bald photographer, Herb Sharpman, very good boxing photographer, and he was the other Sports Illustrated photographer ringside, and he's looking up at Ali's rear end, so you know no matter how good he is, he's not getting a very good picture. So that one isn't my favorite. My favorite sports picture I took a year later when Cleveland Williams fought Muhammad Ali. It's a diamond-shaped picture looking straight down on the canvas, and it's the only picture I took in my career that I wouldn't change. There's nothing I would change. I mean, I've looked at it for years. I usually look at my pictures, and there's always some little tweak I could make to make it even better. That's the one shot that I would never hang. It hangs in my living room, and it's the only picture because, again, my collection of other people's photographs is what I had in my having. I still have in my apartment the ones I've kept. But the Ali Williams picture is the only one of my photographs that hung in my house all these years.
Reflecting on his early years, Neil Leifer says he did not start out thinking he would be a professional sports photographer.
It came slowly. I never knew there was a profession called photojournalism. I knew there were Life magazine and Sports Illustrated and Look magazine, Saturday Evening Post in those days. There were a lot of places to market your pictures or sell your photographs. But, you know, it was a hobby, and it just got to be more than a hobby rather slowly. My mother and father, I'm sure, thought they had a young doctor growing up in the house that would get over this. It's like stamp collecting or coin collecting. You eventually move on to other things. I suddenly began finding people interested in my pictures, and one day I'd wake up and just start pinching myself as to, hey, they're paying me to go to the World Series. I mean, I was a baseball fan, and then there wasn't a Super Bowl in those days, but I'm still a Giants fan, football Giants. They're paying me, giving me the best seat in the house and paying me to do something I enjoy, and I'm on the sidelines at all the Giants games, or certainly the big ones, and it just grew into a lifetime career, but I certainly didn't plan it, and I honestly didn't know there was such a career.
Sports photographer Neil Leifer, who recently had some of his images auctioned off in New York. In recent years, Leifer has reduced his photography workload, and Neil has focused on writing, producing, and directing short films and documentaries. And that wraps up the March 19th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Mr. Chang. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, And that's the sunny side of sports.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, an exclusive interview with the Vice President of Malawi, Saulos Chilema. The Malayan politician and VOA's Shaka Sali discuss democracy and the upcoming elections. An in-depth look at Malawi's future on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
Hello, this is James Butte, Managing Editor and host of VOA's Daybreak Africa show. Join us Monday through Friday at 03, 04, 05 and 0600 hours UTC as we bring you the latest African news, features and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our mail segment by sending your comments to daybreakafrica at voanews.com. Or you can call us on 001-202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. That's Daybreak Africa at 03, 04, 05 and 0600 hours UTC right here on VOA Africa.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
This is Science in a Minute.
An international group of researchers led by the University of Zurich has released a study that provides a new understanding into the evolution of human speech. The study authors say their findings put to rest previous theories that suggest the wide assortment of sounds produced by humans has remained fixed throughout the history of mankind. The study proposes sounds such as f and v, which are commonly used in many languages today, developed recently because of changes to the human bite. The bite changed, they say, as the result of a shift in diets from nothing but hard and tough foods to those that include processed and softer foods. The softer foods allowed humans to maintain the slight overbite of a child rather than the upper teeth shifting back in adulthood to directly meet the lower teeth. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Are you wandering around lost in a musical desert? Well, follow your ears to the fantastic, the one and only African music mix on the Voice of America. Bathe yourself in this musical oasis. From the north to the south and from the east to the west, the African music mix plays only the best.
Yes, sir. Two-Face, NATO C. Hey.
Tune in at 200, 300, 1200, and 1300 UTC GMT. Every day, right here on VOA Africa.
VOA's Learning English is available online at learningenglish.voanews.com. Check out our programs such as Let's Learn English, English in a Minute, Everyday Grammar, and many more. VOA's Learning English, your reliable source for learning English.
News happens around the clock. And VOA brings you the latest at the top of each hour. Tune in for a summary of the news at the top of each hour, around the clock on the Voice of America. hourly newscasts on the radio and on the internet at voanews.com. VOA, a leader in news coverage for over 70 years.